been talking away just a little bit on one subject right after another. This beginning of Channel 2 over. The beginning of Channel 2 over in the middle of the afternoon. He brought in his last bundle of singles. He sees he's going to be pressing to get through. Have enough. This is the beginning of Channel 2 over. Tuesday, day of big taping day, the 3rd of February 1970. Yes,
pretty big blows he had.
And
this boy that bowled him out, he didn't know this was taking place, but doing the same thing. Under Mark's name. He called Francis for tie. So that ain't hard tie, any kind of tie, you know. But, any of those companies that Martin dealt with, he called and he bought this stuff in Martin's name over the phone.
Uh-huh.
Of course, these company secretaries, they didn't know whether it was Martin or who. It didn't make no difference, they've been honoring that name, you know, for a little while. That's a sound name. Come find out. Of course, Martin got a letter from one of the outfits in Tampa, saying that he was going to be, said they'd been sued against him. Of course, he went and contacted his lawyer. I already told him, yes, and I took care of it. That was one time now. You know that Alan Trapp hit that game? Crap.
Yeah.
Well, he's the man that helped Martin through a lot of that trouble. He's a good man. He told Martin, he said, don't worry about the future. I'll tell Jack it right quick, right? He said, that it ain't fun work. That man bought stuff and taught it to you. And he said, I'll plug that. So we just go home and go to bed and forget. And he could hang around. He plugged that. And so he told Martin's wife, said, any time, don't let him know. Said, any time, I let it come in here, or then, you know it's not here. We don't have anything to do with. And just don't let him see it. Just bring it on down and drop it off at the office.
Is that right? Is that right?
And he did it.
Oh, what do you know? Well, you know it's awful, Willie, to get so you're dead opening your mail.
Oh, yes, yes. Go in the nervous grip when somebody says you got a letter.
Yeah.
And that's about the way it was. You just about half fit, you know. Another time, he was afraid somebody had was going done. I need that flat, that old flat kettle. I need it laying right out down. See that pit laying out there? See it right there? Yeah. I don't know how I got along with that this year, too. Yeah, that's something. If he'd have sold out solid, a solid man, and he sold out everything and got money, he got good paper, and he sold out, he could have retired with no trouble at all, even though he wasn't 41 years old. No, he wasn't that old. He wasn't but 38 when it happened. He wasn't 38 years old. He could retire with no problems, no nothing to worry about. He's got quite a bit of rental property. He's got apartments. And still got them. And with his apartment and what he sold out for, he could have had it made. And he said, he mentioned the fact that he could have had it, and that was his intention. Let's see now, Mr. Allen. You're going to have to make this around this one. I hate to see you. You can flip here. I'll lay them right here. Now, how do you like that? Now, if you can hold that board up. Now, just wait a minute. Don't stand up there. How do you like that? That's just one. You've never done it.
What hit him hardest? That says I'm not.
No, you can't do anything. They all got coming off one time. You know, I had a two-ton GMC truck out there.
Yeah.
That long time. What are you threatening about? You ain't threatening me, what?
I'm not afraid.
That old dust off left the tire. That's just eating you up. That, that truck is the only thing he got out of that dealer. No, GMC 2-ton flatbed truck. And the way he got it, when he found out, this man was going into bankruptcy. And his lawyers told him, you know, most of these lawyers in town, they find out when somebody's going up against the wall, you know, they find out about something like that comes through the chain of knowledge.
Yeah.
And so he called Martin, and he went home with his wife after the time, told him that if he had anything painted white with the various different numbers, I don't remember the numbers of the truck, but there's 12 of them trucks. He said, if you got any of them with them numbers on them, S and C stamps on the side of the door, so you better hide it somewhere where the law can't find it, because they're out picking up everything that's painted white. The letters S and C and the certain numbers, different numbers. And this truck number was 41, I believe. And she come out the job. We had a GMC out there on the job.
Well, where
A lot of people want this
discuss it.
Right, well. I'm not too crazy about it. I'm fine with it. I ain't anybody good in here yet. I'm gonna take that kind of build a hall, maybe something, and do that down to one more place. And, two drops. I have the two drops all large to work with. But if you work it, if you know how to work it, I don't know. I'm not a cheap ass man. But if you tell them and know how to work it, that's the quickest thing you can use.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just kind of, you know, get the hang of
it. Right. I never did for rich.
Oh, I'll put it up, but it's a damn nasty.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, too. It's hard on you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You see, I can do this by myself. I can do a mess, yeah. Thank you. tell you, I didn't, it was too close. I would just want to hear him back. Find a box that I saw him to. No, I can move forward. This is pretty cool, maybe. I'd rather have it. Yeah. This is a lot warmer than almost anything here, as far as that goes, this is more so. It's only 4 feet and cold. In the air
conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and that makes it stay cooler longer, a higher one. I on the cross there. That little book, it's a paperback. The little time you get here, that's all I'm making to see this. I mean, it's just as good as going to the church. And then you go and make a piece of it. And I got a copy of that.
I'll give it to you, right?
I didn't get one for myself. I wanted to, I found out to look at that too. But you know, he never has said anything about it. And as far as I know, he hadn't made any speeches. I don't think, he talks and he knows that a lot of things, you know. That's like you said. You know what I love to do sometimes, just to hear him and him to sit down and talk about Mr. Christian.
Yeah.
You see, they live with him so long, watch him. watch him.
And he's showing.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to eat.
Yeah. And they both of them like him, so he said, I know it is. And he said, so it wouldn't be running anybody down. You know, you can talk about anybody and say almost anything just as long as you're not, like, you know, like a friend of the day. Not mad.
I think
she's
going to talk with her.
She's in a lower location.
Nobody thinks that.
Maybe not, really, that's all right. I just had a lot of long. Don't leave them.
Everybody.
Okay. That's not him. Major? Yeah. I'll tell you something. People don't realize how good they should be. How fortunate they ought to be able to have contact with one of the three villages.
Yeah.
And the people that know it's been called. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's on the floor, right? Then he and Corbin want to get. That was on there in Corbin.
Yeah. He got that to your time.
Yeah, he let Corbin take his foot and stuff. And Corbin, he's all right, I guess. Corbin was violent. I know you like him, Corbin, too, man.
You know it. Hey, Jay.
Oh, I know you, man. Hey, man. What's he doing? If you're not doing the show, I mean, if you didn't show when we come in, he always just lets you stand, but not much of them.
Yeah.
But he didn't use you to defend you. He was one of the ten to come. And he never made any money. He was too friendly. He was too friendly to talk. He went back.
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he? Let's move forward, bro. Hey, mate. Hey, mate. Hey, mate. He went forward, bro. Moving that house, so that used to be a little hell. You know, hell. Yeah. I'm going to come back now. Right in the corner, yeah. There we go. You know where the bed is. Sick boy, get the bed on there, son. You know, there's a house in on the corner. There's nothing on the vacant lot. They're all free. There's sick people. Well, that's where they're still used to
be. Oh, yeah.
Corey Bond's bacon store. You know, I got it in a bit more than that. You know, I need it at least in a half minute once I get done. There's a lot of money out in the corn, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's that. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, you farm.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He came out like a master of the
Monday and
came out of the
Monday. Oh,
really? And he was young. Yeah. He was the one who came back in. Yeah. He didn't lie with me. You want me to know when you go back to that?
Yeah. I come along and I know a master that's not crying.
All I know about what it was is I'd go over there and buy oranges from him and sit down there and talk. But we never talked about anything that he's particularly interested in, you know.
Well, he didn't want to talk about that sometimes.
Well, I'm not sure, but he
got caught too.
Yeah, I know. Well, that guy, he ain't going to talk to me about things he's interested in anyhow. He talked about Buddy Huff or Henry, but I'm a down.
Yeah, got
the
old boy.
Somebody
got maybe hard on him for a while.
He paid back.
Well, he paid off on him. See, he made this bill. For me, paid it up. And,
when you call it, when you. In other words, he was in out for Buddy Huff. He was good work for Buddy Huff. Buddy kind of
bought him over.
Of course, now, that's what...
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's what I hear him say. I know he did a lot of work for Buddy Huff. He hit on that noise.
Yeah.
You know, a fellow like Buddy Huff, there's no end of what they know about the community, is it? Now, he's lived here since he's a boy.
Right.
He brought up here.
Born and raised here.
I know his mama. I talked to his mama.
He gave it to you.
Yeah.
He knows it. He knows I know it. I told him.
Yeah. How'd you get it started?
He just can't put that big foot on it. He got it. He knows it. He knows I know it. Remember that two-door that place, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows I know it. Because I told him.
I said there's one thing about it.
And one dang good thing about it. You never make no money or buy no Cadillac from my cup for one.
Yeah, but for one who catches up with him, there's lots who still does business with him.
Okay. Maybe I still went along with Buddy and his thinking and waiting.
Yeah.
And some of them still do. And there,
yeah.
Occupation.
You know, they just look into the situation, see where the money is, and then go after it.
That's right. They work on it.
They work on it.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Now, Buddy's brother, not much of a money man.
No, Buddy. Floyd like me.
Floyd.
Floyd like me.
Well, he's like a different fella, isn't he?
Oh,
well, he's seen
him. Oh, yeah. Floyd's a good man, too. He's good. He's one of millions of Buddy Huff.
Yeah.
How am I going to work this, Buddy Huff, huh?
I can put a stepladder right over there.
See, I've got to be off out here. I
yeah. I can lean the step right up there.
Leave that right there. Let's see here, now, Miss Young. You know, I'm going to have to talk to you. The new apron here, I'll carry up my new apron. Brand new one.
Yeah, you got too much in.
Well, I'm taking it to everything.
Yeah.
And that's going to cost you.
Yeah.
That runs the cost of the job up $40.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Well, you know.
Now, how come I didn't think of that?
I'd rather take the time to lay away from making money on whatnot.
Now, if you hand me that little share of the piece, I'll put it in, please. I saw it there, didn't you? Oh, yeah, it's outside around the corner there, I'm sure. I believe it's there. Oh, man, that's a beautiful. That's a good feeling there, too.
That's a beautiful.
I ain't bragging on nobody but feeling it there.
Buddy, a good talker? He loves to talk?
No, only if he's crummy.
That's what I mean.
He don't talk to me.
Who's destroying it?
Henry? Me and Cook. Me and Cook.
Oh, you know when he's
Not today. I might be tomorrow or the next day.
You got slipped. Do you have a clip of Daddy?
Ain't no fool.
Oh, I see. He wasn't this Christmas.
Christmas slipped him. And me too.
Yeah. Well, they toss money to work with men like that.
Yeah, they stay hot for them. Mm-hmm. Christian got mad at me. Really, as much as I've done for you, I said, you so done. You done a heap.
Is that what you said?
He wanted me to, I farmed with him 1 year. I planted some for watermelon. And I made the watermelon. And then after I made the stinkaroo, he tells me, my first car was loaded. This old Duke comes up, says he's $500 cash for that car. Well, he was inquiring around, he wanted to know who owned that car, so that is. I said, me and my partner. He said, he's $500. I said, well, let me walk up here to this man's office and talk to him. That was a lot,
oh, no, we can't check that.
$500, Willie, and we can't do it. I said, man, let me get my, give me 250 from my head, but I'll take it. Oh, no, no, you don't want to do that.
Well,
I'll be glad to go with 250. I'm going to put that in and hope that mower won't cover that. I can't afford the truck here. I have to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces, 6 pieces. Get that.
Yes.
I remember that thing. I had a little trailer cut off the end of that one to go by. I don't remember how much that was. See, all my work here is in the last. 39 years has been planted, a drywall, and you don't put no more up. You don't put no more up. You know, just spread out. No more. And I can't remember where that OG, I believe that OG will come. I'm going to take one. If I tell you what, I'm going to take one. Don't tell nobody that.
Okay.
Now, if you had that whole flower and stuff, where I can get a lead off on it, I'd appreciate it. Could you do that for me for an old sheep?
Yeah.
I want to get a lead off.
I just didn't understand the language.
Oh. You don't like me to talk that way. Kind of like cutting fishing gears, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I tell you what you can get me out here, son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean by that? I don't want to understand you either. I heard the other night on television. Ah!
Too far.
And I heard the other night on television. Maybe. She was a little bit surprised. She was a little bit surprised at the way some of the children was learning English. She had children in her class, 6 months together, or whenever it was this year, and then they split them up at some county, state, I don't know if it's correct, you may have heard it. And then now, they tell them this year, thing back, she got them back, and she says they had done them. They don't know that. That's all right.
what she was trying to say is the white teacher been teaching them. And she got them back with them, brainwashed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they ain't none of these school teachers taking up that much time. I don't think a lot of these good little church and school teachers like one of my nieces. The school teachers?
They don't agree.
I don't believe the way she acts, but she cares whether they're there or not.
It's all the same to her.
No, yeah. You know, that's kind of not my candy, whether they're there. I'd like to have one more long one, Casey.
What do you mean, drop the candy?
Well, you know, Miss Sylvia, the girl when all these teachers struck down South Florida?
Yeah.
We was in that bunch.
Yeah.
And I don't hold with nobody to keep us out from learning like them teachers did at that time. You remember when they all walked up and left the kids at school?
Yeah.
I mean, when they left a little first grader, and that's true, I mean, see, the kid didn't know where it was going from.
Yeah.
The kid didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that. I got tired of hanging around there.
That little girl, boy, they never did that before, I mean, not a sense, but they really
walked out and left the school when you were as young as that.
Yeah.
And she was the one that done it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about it. I didn't even ask her, because I knew if I said anything at all, I'd say the wrong thing.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't know. She thought I'd sympathize with her, but I ain't sympathizing with her.
Oh.
I tell you the reason why I'm not sympathizing with her. Because I don't think today. I think when the 13 years I drove a school bus, I signed a contract.
Yeah.
And the contract that I signed is the same as school teacher signed.
Yeah.
And it says on that, you have agreed to work this term of school 1970 and 1971 for a total sum of $1,000 or $8,000 or $4. Well, I signed that contract. I agreed that I'd work that term for that many dollars.
Yeah.
Although they divided that dollar up into monthly payments.
And this is the end of Channel 2 over. The end of Channel 2 over and the end of this tape. And there's about, oh Lord, another half hour left.